This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Sarah Russo, the curator of education at the Fusener Art Museum. And Sarah, we're going to talk about the second annual French Film Festival. Tell us all about it.
We are. We're so excited. Can't believe that it's already almost April again, but we are hosting our second French Film Festival at the Fusener Art Museum beginning April 4th and continuing through the 18th.
So there's pretty much a film every week?
For the most part, yes. We have a matinee and an evening showing for the first 3 weeks of April. This year, we're choosing films that explore the quest for beauty and artistic identity. So we have some nice documentaries and some nice feature films as well. All of the details about this film festival's selections can be found on the website at 411.fit.edu/filmfest.
Okay, so you have a very special event planned for the grand opening. Tell us all about that one.
We do. We have a really fun event on Friday, April 4th. It's called April in Paris, and it's an explosion of French culture in the Ogalle Arts District. This event's in conjunction with the Friday Art Walk, but it will be transformed into Paris this evening. So we're the headline of the event is an outdoor film. The first film in our festival is an outdoor screening of La Belle et la Bête, which is Beauty and the Beast. It's the 1946 version by Jean Cocteau, and it's a lovely, lovely film noir. Leading up to that, we will have a French pop-up cafe in the square featuring some really great French food vendors and beverage vendors as well. We have the Crepe Company coming from Orlando making fresh hot crepes, which smells so good. We have Cosmic Cafe providing coffee drinks, and then the Greens Hurdle is going to be providing French wines by the glass.
Wow, that sounds great. So that first one is free and open to the public. It'll be in conjunction with First Friday Art Walk, an outdoor April in Paris theme. That sounds really cool.
It's a nice event, and it's great for the family. We have kids' art activities as well, so really there's something for everybody.
So are all these films in French with English subtitles?
They are, yes. All the films are in French, but don't worry, you can read English.
So tell us about the rest of the festival.
This year we're adding a second outdoor film to our lineup. So for closing night on Friday, April 18th, we'll go back out into EGAD Square and we're going to show the fast-paced animated feature, Les Triplets de Belleville, which is a really fun, kind of quirky film. And then to really close it off in style, we're going to have a mustache party at the Intracoastal Brewing Company, which is in Ogalle, a new neighbor of the museum.
Okay, that sounds great. So then there are three other films, and those will all be at the Harris Museum or the Harris Auditorium at the museum, and they all have a $5 charge.
That's correct. The films that we're not showing outside are $5 admission, and they are shown inside the Harris Auditorium, which is just to the north of the museum's main gallery building.
Okay. And once again, they can go to the website if they want to find out more information.
Absolutely. Check our website, 411.fit.edu/filmfest, and also look for us on Facebook. We have been posting a lot of updated information about the film festival and the April in Paris kickoff event.
Okay, sounds great. The French Film Festival will happen April 4th through the 18th. It begins with a free outdoor film and ends with a free outdoor film on the 18th. So if you'd like more information, go to 411.fit.edu/filmfest. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, or maybe I should say merci.